Good morning. It's Saturday, August 8th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a U.S. appeals court has ordered the Trump administration to halt above-ground construction of a planned $400 million ballroom at the White House. The 2-1 ruling upheld a lower court injunction secured by the National Trust for Historic Preservation, which argued that Congress must approve major changes to the presidential residence. The appeals court said presidents are temporary occupants, not owners, of the White House. Trump called the decision politically motivated and said he would take the case to the Supreme Court. The ruling is temporarily delayed for 14 days, giving the administration time to appeal. The project, which involves replacing the East Wing, has faced legal controversy since construction began. Another news. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement made approximately 51,000 arrests last month, setting a new monthly record as President Trump expands his immigration crackdown. The figure surpasses the previous record of roughly 43,000 arrests recorded in June. ICE averaged around 1,645 arrests each day, with operations taking place across the country, including a major enforcement action in Georgia that resulted in 1,226 arrests. Homeland Security officials defend the campaign as necessary to remove people they describe as threats to public safety. But immigrant advocates have raised concerns after reports that some detainees had no criminal records or possessed valid work authorization. The record figures signal a major escalation in Trump's immigration enforcement strategy. Around the world, Tehran says it has agreed on a framework with Oman aimed at addressing shipping through the vital waterway. Iranian Parliament Security Commission spokesman Hassan Gashgavi said the general framework had been determined, with final details expected soon. However, he stressed that the ultimate decision would be made at higher levels. Shipping traffic has sharply declined, with only 33 vessels passing through the strait from Monday to Thursday, compared with 50 during the same period a week earlier. The waterway carries roughly a fifth of global oil consumption. Meanwhile, Iranian officials say diplomacy must continue despite the war. Whether the proposed framework can restore safe commercial traffic remains uncertain. Another news. Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan have signed a joint defense agreement declaring that an armed attack against one member will be regarded as an attack against all three. The agreement was signed in Mecca by Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, and Pakistani Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif. The pact promises stronger defense cooperation, but does not specify exactly how each country would respond during a conflict. Turkey says the agreement is purely defensive. For Saudi Arabia, it offers another layer of regional security amid tensions with Iran and the Houthis. Pakistan gains stronger strategic backing, while Turkey could benefit through defense industry cooperation. The central goal is deterrence, making any potential aggression more costly. Another news. Typhoon Dolphin has battered Japan's southern Okinawa prefecture, injuring 5 people and cutting electricity to around 14,000 buildings. Japan's meteorological agency said the storm was moving northwest with maximum sustained winds of 162 kilometers per hour and gusts reaching 216 kilometers per hour. Airlines canceled flights, while China began shutting ports and ferry routes ahead of the typhoon's expected landfall on its eastern coast. Zhejiang province raised its coastal alert to the highest level and suspended 162 passenger ferry routes. Forecasters warned that some parts of eastern Zhejiang could receive more than 600 millimeters of rain. Taiwan also canceled dozens of international flights. Authorities across the region are now preparing for further heavy rain, powerful winds, and possible disruption. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.